This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Militant Islamic group Islamic State claimed responsibility for Friday's attack on a Moscow concert hall that left over 130 people dead, but there were indications that Russia was pursuing a Ukrainian link, despite emphatic denials from Kyiv. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris dismissed the accusations against Ukraine in an interview with ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
No, and first let me start by saying what has happened in an act of terrorism and the number of people who've been killed is obviously a tragedy, and we should all send our condolences to those families. No, there is no whatsoever any evidence, and in fact what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
President Vladimir Putin said authorities detained a total of 11 people in the attack, which also wounded more than 100, calling it a bloody barbaric terrorist act. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden signed a $1.2 trillion funding package after Senate's early morning passage ended shutdown threats. In an interview with Fox News, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Republicans were trying to amend the spending bills approved on Sunday, but there wasn't enough time to make any changes.
The House and Senate negotiated a bipartisan deal, and then the House sent it to us just hours before government was going to shut down at midnight. That included defense, and it included a DHS and border security. The House then went home. Everyone left. So if we had voted for any of the amendments and they had passed, the bill would have had to go back over to the House. They weren't there. Government would have shut down.
This is VOA News. At least 137 of nearly 300 Nigerian children abducted more than 2 weeks ago from their school in the northwestern state of Kaduna were released on Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Kaduna State Governor Uba Sani did not give details of the release of the 287 students abducted from their school in the remote town of Kariga on March 7th, with at least 100 of them aged 12 or younger. In a statement, he thanked Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, particularly ensuring that the abducted school children are released unharmed. At least 1,400 students have been kidnapped from Nigerian schools since 2014, when Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from Borno State's Chibok village in 2014. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The U.S. Supreme Court will take up a case Tuesday that could impact how women get access to mifepristone, one of the two pills used in the most common type of abortion in the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details.
The central argument in the mifepristone case is whether the Food and Drug Administration approval, which was granted 24 years ago, was flawed. The Christian conservative group that brought the lawsuit to restrict the availability of the abortion pill says there have been tens of thousands of emergency complications. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists filed a brief saying only a tiny fraction of patients, less than 1/3 of 1%, suffer serious adverse events from taking mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Israeli strike on a car near the Syrian border killed a man Sunday. A security source said after overnight fire wounded four people in Lebanon's east, a second security official said. Israel and Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group allied to Hamas, have been exchanging near-daily cross-border fire since the Gaza war between Israel and Hamas began in October. But fears have surged of an all-out conflict in recent weeks, with Israel launching airstrikes deeper into eastern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah strongholds in the Bekaa Valley area several times. Earlier on Sunday, Lebanon's state-run national news agency had said a strike on a vehicle in Souairi in Lebanon's east injured the driver before reporting that he had been killed. The NNA said he had been delivering food in a car that belonged to a supermarket owner. The blue vehicle was torn to pieces and a streak of blood stained the ground nearby. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.